Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A few months ago, a friend was visiting our family, and we went into London to have a look around. This friend has done extensive studies on Islam. And while we were in London, he said he would like to go and visit a mosque and to learn more about Islam in London. So we went into the East End of London and we visited the largest mosque I knew of. I must confess, I'd never stepped foot inside a mosque before, and the thought of doing so didn't fill me with much excitement. After entering the building, we took off our shoes. It was a spacious and open area, whitewashed with some geometric artwork built into the walls and in the windows. People were continually coming in and going out, and I was able to have a walk around. No one bothered me. In fact, when I spoke to a couple of folks, they were very helpful, and they took time to answer my questions. They made sure that I received a free copy of the Quran and information about their mosque and what was taking place there over the next few weeks. It was a very interesting experience, and it helped me break down some of my preconceived prejudices and ideas about Muslims. It has encouraged me to be more positive in my approach toward witnessing to Muslims as well. Then about a week later, I was visiting my mother in the United States. We went to her church for a service. I hate to admit it, but I remember absolutely nothing about the worship service, except when it came to the point in the service for the sharing of the peace. I turned to the woman sitting next to me to shake her hand, but she refused. She point blank refused to shake my hand. Then she said to me, "I saw you coughing in it, and I don't want your germs." I was dumbfounded. If I was visiting that congregation for the first time, I guarantee you, I would never have returned. So often, we forget that when strangers come into our churches, this is a very nerve-wracking thing for them. Often, they don't know what to expect or what lies behind those walls. If you don't think so, then visit a church about which you know nothing, or even a mosque, and see how nervous you feel. We forget we very nearly speak a foreign language in our church. We sing strange music. We read from an ancient book. We stand and we sit in seemingly random patterns. We dress funny. We spend most of our time listening. And we do unusual things with water, bread, and wine. We are a peculiar people. We have enough going against us without adding being unfriendly, rude, or condescending. Instead, let us warmly welcome visitors into our midst. Assist them in following the liturgy and singing of our hymns. Helpfully explain to them why we are doing these strange things and what they mean. Always remember that this is a person for whom Jesus Christ died, and that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need no repentance. Oh yeah, and for heaven's sake, shake their hand. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to be willing and confident in sharing the love, the peace, the joy that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.